We're joined by Atlantic Head girls basketball coach Dan Vargas. Victorious this afternoon, go to 6-4 in the season. Really a terrific first half. Panthers kind of made a run out at the end, though.
Yeah, like you said, great first half. Second half, you know, a little less than beautiful. But find a way to win. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, find a way to win. Ugly wins are wins. It's a conference win, and that's what you got to do is find a way to win them, you know, back-to-back nights. But, you know, it was good to get back in the win column. It was good for our girls that got it out. And that's the type of thing, early in the season, we talked about winning games when they get close, and our girls did that tonight. Still some things we've got to clean up in crunch time. Biggest thing is the turnover margin. When it gets interesting, we got to be more comfortable with the ball. We got to find players who want to shoot the ball when it gets into that situation. We got a little bit timid. We got the ball above our head, and we didn't really look to score. We looked to bleed the clock a little bit too much, and that's not what we wanted to do. So just some little things to clean up, and as a coaching staff, get them more prepared for the next time around.
Yeah, McKenna Schrader went hot in the first half. She had three threes. Really helped spark that first half run.
Yeah, she had a great start to the game. They packed in a zone, and we were shooting really well early on. And then we kind of cooled off a little bit, and then we started turning the ball over, trying to get it inside a little bit. We had some steals early on as well that we turned into points. And then, again, second quarter, we just turned the ball over quite a bit. I think the first quarter we only had one turnover, and then the second we jumped to five. Shot the ball 16 times in the first quarter, only shot it 10 in the second. So, you know, when you're only shooting the ball 10 times in a quarter, you're not going to score a lot of points. So something we got to do just a little bit better.
He had four double figures unofficially tonight. Had the leading scorer was Schrader with 16, 11 for Harder, and 10 each for Williams. Had 10, and Wittersheim had 10 as well. But Wittersheim plays aggressive defense. I think three of those buckets, at least two, came off of transition.
Oh, absolutely, and she just likes to jump passes, and that's her specialty. I mean, she's just one of those kids where she's going to go steal the ball, find the ball, and make something happen. And she's good for a couple of those every single game. Also, you know, just making people think about their pass. You know, they may want to make a pass, but then you see her over there, and you're like, eh, I better not. So it just changes the way that teams want to play when she's on the floor. But, you know, it was a good bounce-back game tonight, too, for McKenna Schrader. Last night, scoring didn't come to her naturally. Tonight it did, so that was a big boost for her. And then also Katrina Williams had another consistent night, did a really nice job. Peyton McLaren played well for us again. You know, scoring wasn't as good, but she had to run the point again, and, you know, she did some really good things for us. It was nice to get Zoe Kirkhoff back on the floor tonight after being out last night, so limited her minutes, but she did some nice things, and it was good to have the point guard back on the floor as well.
Yeah, she came and hit a three-point shot right out of the gate off the bench, and she should be good to go hopefully next week for fraud as well. But, you know, a great first half. But, like I said, good to get back in the winning column. And the team, you know, pressured at the end, but they kept it going. They finished it, coach.
And, yeah, and we've got core values in our program. We talk about, you know, staying positive and adapting and overcoming things like that. Our girls are doing a good job of, you know, even when it gets interesting like that, you know, in the past we folded. We lost games like that last year. You know, if we had a game like that, we would have lost. Early in the season, we lost a couple games that we should have won. We learned how to win a game like that tonight. We had a couple times this season where we got into interesting games, and we found ways to win and hang on. You know, the big play of the game, I think, was we found Katrina Williams on the backside. She gets fouled. She puts the ball in and, you know, scores it and kind of seals the game. And then we force them to take some bad shots down the stretch, contest it, get rebounds, and then, you know, seal the game. So finding ways to win and do the little things, when even when it is just getting a little bit of a little closer than it should have been.